This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McLean. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has voted to send articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump to the full House. AP's Ben Thomas.
It started a long time ago, probably before I came down the escalator.
President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump. Because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Count Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal among those not buying it.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
The Washington Democrat says it's not just impeachment charges, but disrespectful behavior and cruel policies that she predicts will do him in.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, President Trump says the U.S. has reached an initial trade deal with China that will allow him to cancel plans to impose new tariffs on $160 billion worth of Chinese imports.
To me, it's not complicated, but that's what I do. It's a phenomenal deal. The tariffs will largely remain at 25% on $250 billion, and we'll use them for future negotiations on the Phase 2 deal.
And as part of the agreement, Chinese officials said that their country will increase imports of American agricultural, energy, and pharmaceutical products. Mr. Trump said agricultural purchases alone will total $50 billion pretty soon. The deal is expected to be signed in the first week of January in Washington, D.C., between U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and the Chinese Deputy Premier Liu He, according to officials here in the United States. Again, President Trump says the U.S. has reached an initial trade deal with China that will allow him to cancel plans to impose new tariffs on $160 billion worth of Chinese goods. This is VOA News. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Friday after specialists recovered six bodies from White Island, where a volcano erupted earlier this week, the mission was about returning the bodies to their loved ones. Doctors also continue to work to keep alive dozens of survivors with severe burns. The military team flew into this island through a helicopter and wore protective suits to look for bodies. They were not able to recover the remains of another two people who died in the eruption. However, officials said they would return to the island to try again. Police said dive teams also searched the waters around the island Friday, but they didn't find anything. Britons woke Friday to an utterly transformed political landscape following an electoral earthquake that ripped up modern British politics and whose tremors will be felt for years to come. We get more from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
One by one, supposedly safe Labour seats fell. Boris Johnson's mantra of get Brexit done broke through. His election gamble paid off. In a victory speech, the Prime Minister said he would fulfil that central promise.
We will get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
For Labour, the results were a disaster. Leader Jeremy Corbyn said he would not lead the party into the next election. This was a thumping Conservative victory, but one confined mainly to England. Boris Johnson seems certain to deliver Brexit. He may also be the last Prime Minister of a united kingdom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in the United States is in jeopardy of not taking place at all. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains why.
The Democratic National Committee says it's trying to come up with an acceptable resolution that would allow the presidential candidates' debate scheduled next Thursday in Los Angeles to proceed. All seven of the candidates scheduled to take part are threatening to boycott the event at Loyola Marymount University if an ongoing labor dispute forces them to cross picket lines. Unite Here, Local 11, says it's been negotiating with a service company since March on a collective bargaining agreement for 150 workers on the university's campus. The union says the company abruptly canceled scheduled contract negotiations last week. I'm Mike Crossia.
And the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday agreed to hear U.S. President Trump's appeal in three separate cases to prevent his financial records, including tax returns, being handed over to Democratic-led House of Representatives committees and a New York prosecutor. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.